few years ago, I received an email from a friend who's a missionary in South America. He told me he'd been to a Bible conference and had met a man with an interesting history. Over 40 years ago, he had been guilty of several brutal murders. Five young American missionaries had tried to reach his tribe with the good news of Jesus Christ, and before they even got the chance to say anything to them, their lives were cut off. Sometime afterwards, others did reach his tribe with the Christian gospel, and many, including this murderer, had come to personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. A verse in the Bible had again been proved true, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I know several people who wish they could believe this Bible verse. Individuals who know they need a major change in their lives, yet seem reluctant to fully believe that the needed transformation could happen to them. Have you written yourself off as a hopeless case? Where there is life, there is hope for you. And even if your particular sins are not those of which our South American friend was guilty, the Bible is clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And to those who have fallen short, the message is that Jesus Christ is the one who has kept God's standard and was therefore uniquely qualified to die for us and now is able to save us. And those whom he saves, he changes. Listen again to our Bible verse. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.